Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police don't know yet the cause of a tragic crash in the Wheatbelt early this morning that claimed the lives of three brothers and a family friend. A 9-year-old boy and three men died at the scene when their Nissan Navara Utes hit a tree in Clackline. Superintendent Jean Pears says it's a tragic reminder of driver safety.
Particularly in regional WA, do not drive tired. Do not drink and drive or use drugs and drive. If you're driving particularly long distances in the dark, in remote locations, you take suitable rest periods.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has issued fresh travel advice for the Middle East following reports of explosions across the region. It's urging any Aussies in Israel or Palestine to leave now if it's safe to do so. There are concerns travel will be disrupted if the situation worsens. More than 80 public schools are expected to be impacted by Tuesday's teachers' strike. The teachers' union is threatening to walk off the job for half a day if the state government doesn't come up with a better deal for pay and conditions. The housing minister is backing the state government's efforts to boost child protection officer numbers. It's after the Liberals vowed to split up the Department of Child Protection and Communities Department if elected to allow for better resourcing. But John Kerry says this is a wider issue.
We know, and West Australians know, that the challenges within the child protection portfolio is very complex, and that often you are dealing with deep intergenerational trauma here.
In sport, the countdown to the Derby continues, which will be played under lights at Optus Stadium tomorrow. Dom Sheed returns for West Coast, while the Dockers welcome back Sean Darcy for his first game of the season. While Brisbane aims to bounce back from recent Gabba losses against a red-hot Geelong tomorrow, coach Chris Fagan knows it'll be a tough match.
From our perspective, we probably see ourselves as the underdog in this game, and we haven't won at the Gabba this year yet, so we can't hang our hat on home ground form at the moment.
On the field now are the Bombers and Crows.